pave the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So ladies, if you have a good man, take care of him, feed him, because if you don't, somebody else will. I met this fine country man. I met him on a Friday night. He was out there doing his thing. I never seen a man with such a country twang. He was moving to the left, he was moving to the right. You're coming home with me. You see, I'm a neck bone lady. I got the cornbread and the hot sauce. I'm a neck bone lady. I got the cornbread and the hot sauce. I'm a woman, ooh, I'm a country girl.
Taking care of him right back. And all I'm saying is, if you got a good man taking care of you, he paying the bills and he coming home to you and he acting right, feed that man. Make him some good food every day. Take care of him.
Yes.
And he gonna take care of you back. Now, if he ain't acting right, you throw a TV dinner in the and keep on moving.
Oh,
but if
he
doing the right thing, you do the right thing. 50-50
where
now.
Where you calling from, Miss Connie?
I'm calling from Dallas Cowboy, Texas.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I ain't gonna make nobody mad there, though. Y'all hang on there with me now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope all
the light. Hope they caught on with the new link, or they could just call on the show and I'll hold them on air where they can listen. So tell us all how your journey began in your music career.
All the way back to the beginning.
No, you ain't got to go that far. Just briefly.
Well, it started with my late father. I lost my father last month, but he loved music. And so, you know, we used to take trips, and he was playing the A-Tracks, and he was playing the Isley Brothers and Kool and the Gang and the Bar K's and Earth, Wind and Fire and Natalie Cole and Midnight Star and Star Point. I mean, he was playing everybody. And, you know, I was the only child for a long time before the second one came along. And so all I had to do when I was with him is listen to music, you know. And I started getting into it that way. And then when I heard Natalie Cole, when I heard her and I saw her, I don't know, it just changed my life forever. She didn't know that. And I actually was on a show that she produced years ago called Big Break, and I didn't ever get a chance to tell her how much she influenced me. But, yeah, if I have to go back to what really started me, it was her. And I was about, 11, 12.
All right. And I see that was hired by a blues singer, Jesse James, in Atlanta, Georgia. You were a backup singer.
I was, yes, and you couldn't tell me nothing. And this was the deal. He hired me and a friend of mine. We both said we were singers, you know. And so he hired us to go out with him. And I remember when we first started out with him, we went to Chicago, and he paid us $25 a night. But it was the
fact
Oh, my God, but the fact that we were getting flown from Atlanta to Chicago, and we had our little hotel room, and we did sound, we felt so important, you know. And
yeah,
we didn't have a lot of complicated vocals to do. I mean, everything was pretty well. I don't even think we had to harmonize, you know. But
yeah,
it was just a beautiful thing. But from there, it gave me motivation to know that, hey, I'm good enough for somebody to pay me to do this. So, hey, let me see what else I can get into. So that's really kind of, I was 20 when that happened.
So you were introduced to Millie Jackson, and then you toured with Millie Jackson for a long 3 years.
Yeah.
You were still
crazy
young.
Yeah, I was actually working for MCA Records. At the time, I started working for them when I was 19. So even when I did the singing for Jesse, I was with MCA Records, and I was with MCA Records when I met one of our artists. His name was Norwood Young. He was on the MCA label. And we became friends, and we were talking one time out in L.A. at a convention, and he just thought about it. And when I got to tell him, I really wish I could just get out here and sing, because I was behind the scenes at that point. I was a record promoter. I was actually the one calling in to track other people's music on the radio that was on our label, like Stephanie Mills, Heavy D and the Boys, Gladys Knight, New Edition. That's what my job was, to track their music. Yeah, and so we got to talking. He said, hey, I got somebody who needs a singer. He was like, I need you to come to Atlanta, and I'm going to introduce you to her and let you audition. And she didn't know me from a can of paint, but he brought me to her house in Atlanta, and I passed the audition, and so she hired me right on the spot.
Wow.
And that ended up being, I started being with her from 1887 to 1990.
Wow. And then you went to Al B. Sure as a background singer to tour with
New
Edition.
Well, how that happened, I was still with Millie when that came up. And then I got that offer, and he was paying, you know, quite differently, I'll just say. And it was like a real big tour, you know. New Edition was on that tour, Bobby Brown and Al B. Sure, so... I quit and went to work with him. Well, Millie was mad at me. But then, I can't go into that whole story on how the thing, what happened with Abby, sure, but I'll just say things went a different way, and so I called Millie back and asked her, can I have my job back? And she laughed, and she laughed on the phone with me, and she said, you know, she got a, her mouth. And I, so I'm just going to say, she said, B, you is crazy. I said, okay, yeah, maybe I am. I said, but can I have my job back? This is what I want to know. I was like, I know you ain't found nobody better than me, so it ain't been that long. It only had been about 6 weeks. And so she said, yeah, meet me. We'll be, she said, meet me at the spot. We going to Memphis tomorrow. I was like, I'll be there. So I went back to her because that tour that I went on with him was in 89. And I, like I say, I got back with her, and then I was with her another year.
Millie.
I learned a lot working with her, though, a lot.
Yeah, Millie. Oh, my goodness. And so...
she used to put me on the spot.
Well, we're going to talk about your new singles. Now, how long has the Neckbone Lady been out? Yeah, it's been playing like crazy.
It actually was released right at the end of November. And that's
okay.
Because I bugged LJ Echols. I just called him damn near every day. He's irradiated, irradiated. He said, just be patient, just be patient. I was like, but I'm ready, I'm ready. So, yeah, we put it out at the end of November. And
And I've been seeing a lot of your videos and the live performances you've done. I got a recording of you singing Neither One of Us. Where was this at?
That was at a very infamous place in Atlanta called Apache Cafe. Apache Lounge,
okay.
I'm sorry. Apache Lounge, right there in Midtown Atlanta. And that was about 3 years ago when I just wanted to get in and network with some folks. So this was impromptu. I didn't know the musicians. They didn't know me. We just got up there and did what we did.
Well, let's hear a little... We'll hear a little snippet, and we're going to talk a little bit more before I start spinning the other two singles, all right? So stay in your seat.
Okay.
This is Lady Diva tonight, y'all. Call my guest line number.
Absolutely. I got to get some contacts up the Indiana way, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to go all over this country and sing live for everybody. That is my sole goal right now.
Well, you know what, Miss Connie? I'm going to have a spot for you down here in Evansville, Indiana, where I'm at. Anyone's welcome to call on the show right now and speak to Miss Connie. My guest line number is 657-383-0771. I'll try to stretch the show as long as I can to get some callers to call in. Or even if you're too shy to call in, I know you're listening. I know you're listening. So let's talk to Miss Connie about her new single. Caller, area code 346, state your name. Speak, please.
Hey, this is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Miss Connie.
Hi, Redbone.
I love you.
That's my best friend, Miss Brenda. She's calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana.
All right, now. Thank you. Thank you for your support calling in.
Yes.
Do you have any questions, ma'am? Did she hang up?
Hello?
She's still here. Do you have any questions?
I said, do you have any questions, ma'am?
Yes. When is your next performance?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
here in Dallas, Texas. Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Wait, what's tomorrow?
It's
Tuesday. Okay.
February 26th.
Oh, man.
You gotta go do it in the AM, yes ma'am.
Well, mm-hmm. just stay tuned, and I'm quite sure Miss Connie will let everybody know and any other scheduled dates that's coming up. All right, Miss Connie. I would like to know what inspired you to do Southern Soul? Because you did do some jazz and blues.
Mm-hmm.
And R&B. So what inspired you to stick with Southern Soul music?
I used to travel back and forth between Atlanta and Dallas, and I used to stop at this club in Shreveport, Louisiana called Josh Lounge. Well, the owner heard me sing. I used to go and get in with the band that he would have playing there. And what happened is he started inviting me to come do shows down in Shreveport. And they were Southern Soul shows. I had never heard of the term, quote unquote, Southern Soul. So he invited me to come go do a blues show festival that they have annually downtown Shreveport. And I got up on the stage. It was really kind of, we didn't think I was going to be able to do it that day, but as it turned out, I got up there. I didn't have any original songs. I did Gladys Knight, that song there, Neither One of Us, and I did a song by Betty Wright. The stage was far, far back, and so, you know, I really couldn't tell if the people were feeling me. I prefer intimate situations. So I'm up, I'm elevated high, I'm singing my song, and I saw a couple of people that were standing up and moving and grooving, but for the most part, I couldn't really tell if they were feeling me or not. So when I finished my song, I went to, you know, go to the side of the stage and come back down to the ground part. We walked up under this big gazebo, and as I touched the ground floor, as soon as I came down the steps, the entire place stood up and gave me a standing ovation. And I was so blown away. I stood there and I held my heart tight and I started to cry because I thought to myself, they don't know me. From a can of paint. I don't even have original music like these other artists that's been up here. Why are they doing this, you know? But what it was is I had to realize at that moment, these people who love Southern Soul music, it doesn't matter whether they know you or not. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you touch them, if you make them feel some kind of way, they're going to love you back, point blank and period. And from that moment, but this is the kind of audience I want to sing for. People who just appreciate music and it makes them happy.
Right.
That's how I got into it. I was totally into it at that point. And it's nothing like getting that type of appreciation from people by moving them just through song, just through music, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so a couple of weeks after that gig led to another gig in Douglasville, Texas. Same thing. I just went up. I wasn't making no money now. I'm doing this to get myself out there. I opened up that show. When the you know, Wendell B. was the headline on that show and a whole lot of other folk. Jay Wan was on that show. I got up to sing, and again, the people were far back, but this time I asked them, come up close to the stage, let me see you, let me feel you. And as I got to doing my those two songs that I had that I knew I could do well, they were reaching for me. I was praying that they didn't pull me off the stage because that's how much they wanted to touch me.
Wow.
And yeah, I was like, God, please don't let them pull me off. And if they do, please let make sure they catch me before I hit the ground. I was praying. And the rest of the night, they kept coming up to me saying, what do you have? Do you have a CD? Do you have T-shirts? What do you have? I want to buy something. They were just so open to me. And they never heard of Miss Connie ever a day in their life. So that's why I love people who love Southern soul music, and I'm going to always, always do it as long as they'll have me because I just like the way that they receive people regardless if they know of what they got, what their situation, how many songs they got out, if it's original, if it's – it don't matter. If they like you, they like you, you know?
Right, right. And that's the thing I'm trying to get here in Evansville, Indiana. Even if you don't know the artist or their music, still support the artists themselves.
Right.
Support the music industry, the independent artists. Don't just go and just be comfortable with who you used to singing. Always be creative and have an open mind and support the artists that you don't know. Because I mean, you can't miss any good music, you know. So that's what I'm trying to put out here in my town here in Evansville, Indiana, because a lot of music has passed by our city, and we want our locals and our Indiana natives to support the independent artists that's coming through our town to perform for us. So, yeah.
Yes, please support because you could be missing out on a lot of good stuff if you don't.
Right, right.
I'm so really intrigued.
How you feel about your new singles right now? I got two of them I want to play here, and one is called Why You Wanna Act Like That. So I know there's
a little
story behind that song. You got to tell me something, Miss Connie.
Okay, it's really, the title is really Why You Gotta Act Like That, but somehow it got all into the system of why you wanna, so, but it's the question, why you gotta act like that? That's what I was thinking when I titled that song and wrote that song, just like that. Why you gotta act like that? That was the tone in my voice, and that was the question. Because I had met a guy that I was talking to. And then we would go on dates. We talked every day, good morning, good night, all of that stuff. But then there would be times where we would stop talking and, I just wouldn't hear from him. So I'd stop calling him, he'd stop calling me. And then it'd start back over again. It just kept going back and forth, you know. And I was just like, what is this? We go to dinner. We'd have a good dinner. We'd have fun. I mean, money wasn't an issue. Whatever I wanted, we would have a good time. And I felt like he really liked me. I felt we were connected. But then there would be other times it just wouldn't be nothing. And I'd be like, why you gotta act like you just messing up this whole thing? So that whole song. The whole song is about him, and his name was Jerome. And so, yes, that's what the song is about. And so my producer who had that track gave me the track, and he does not help me write. And I've never considered myself a writer. That's the first song I've ever written in my life in its whole entirety that way. And I kept that song for about 3 weeks, and I just got to thinking about him and what I was dealing with him, and that's how the song came up. And the whole song really is about him. All the words are about him and me, period.
All right, here is Why You Wanna Act Like That by Miss Connie.
Why You Gotta Act Like This.
All right, everyone stay tuned.
Thank you.
About it for the simple fact of how I even got the notoriety of anybody, including yourself. I stay on social media. I wake up to it. I go to sleep to it. I promote myself like crazy. Nobody else promotes Miss Connie. Nobody. I promote myself. Now, I'm not saying I don't want nobody to help me, but until that time comes, I just keep pushing. So I feel pretty good because I have gotten attention and notoriety from people all the way up to the UK of just because I'm diligent in letting people know who I am and what I do. And so all of my songs are sort of kind of like, well, they're just me. They're really talking about some kind of way, some truth in it on what's going on with me. Now, why you got to act like it was 100%? Because I broke them. But the other two are songs written by other people, like L.J. Elkins wrote Neckbone Lady, but I agree with it, so that's why I was able to sing it. And then the other one that you'll play later was called You Can't Miss What You Can't Measure. Now, that one, when those producers, these are two producers out of Atlanta as well, and when they wrote that song, they weren't sure if I would endorse it because, you know, it's kind of nasty. I had played it for my dad before he passed away, and he told me, you know, I like the song. He said, but it is nasty. And I said, well, Daddy, you know, I'm grown. You know, it's a grown folks song, you know.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah.
Hey, it's life, you know what I mean? So, you know, all the songs that I do, it has some meaning. I was just talking to a producer today. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. She was saying she had a guy that made her feel like she needed to call in. She didn't want to get up. She say, because that thing was good, you know. But that's real life. I told her, I say, I'm going to have to write a song about that because, you know, it's too many women that can relate to that. Like, I need to call off. I ain't trying to get up right now. So, you know, I like to sing about stuff that's really happening in people's lives, stuff that women really go through with men.
Right.
So I can say that it's definitely, my songs are going to be about a man in one form or fashion. They might not always be all the way good, but I'm not really into bashing them. I'm just into talking about stuff we go through. You feel me? Because we got enough bashing of men out here. So I'm going to leave that to who's doing that, whoever that is. But it's just about relationship situations. You know, that I like to talk about.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Connie. Thank you.
Yes.
I would like to tell you to give some information. Do you have a website? Any information you want to give off about your website? Or if you don't have a website, do you have a social site so our listeners can follow up with you?
Absolutely. I do not have a website yet, but it's coming. But you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all under the same name, Ms. Connie Moe. M-Z-C-O-N-N-I-E, Connie, M-O. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and then my music page on Facebook is called Ms. Connie's Music Life, and that kind of tells you all of what I'm doing in my music career. I keep it updated all the time. So, yes, and you can always reach out to me if you want me to come to your town and do a show. You can catch me on either one of those sites, and we can communicate that way.
All right, then. Will do. Also, do you have any other new music coming up? Are you going to be collaborating with any other artists? Do you know? In the future.
Well, I'm gonna be working with some. I was just talking to a producer today. We just decided we were gonna be working together, and he actually was one of the producers that worked with Big Pokey on. So he's a really good producer, and we had just talked today and decided we were gonna do a project together. So I'm excited about that. And so, basically, I'm just going to keep on doing music, talking about things that matter to me and that matter to other people that may not have a way to say it. And my main thing is to just get out here around this country, and I love to sing live, whether I'm tracking or with a band. I like to go sing in front of people. So my goal is to just stay busy in 2019 everywhere where somebody have me to sing for.
All right. And thank you for that information. I will go ahead and spin You Can't Miss What You Can't Measure. I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Miss Connie. Hey. You can't miss what you can't measure. You can't find no buried treasure. Before you go deeper, tighten up the strokes. And watch the little thing riding in the boat. What you can't measure.
Tomorrow, February 26th, here in Dallas, Texas. And then I'm actually going to be in Killeen, but I can't give you the date because we don't know if it's the 15th or the 16th of March. And then I have a whole lot of things I'm going to be doing in May in Atlanta, from May 8th all the way to May 31st. So, I guess I'll just have to wait on that because it's too many to name. It's going to be a busy month for me. I need to get my April schedule filled in, though. So if anybody needs some entertainment in April, they need to reach out to me because I need to put some stuff on the books.
All right. All right. you will update the information on your social pages, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for that information. What is that ultimate desire of what you want the people to get out of your music, Ms. Connie? What is that ultimate desire?
You know, my whole thing is I'm a 70s baby, so the music then is a lot different than the music now. And some of it, yes, I do like and I do relate and feel it. And there's some wonderful artists out now, too. But when I do my shows, I always add a little old school classic music to it, the back in the day music. My motto is to make people think about where they were, who they were with, and what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like people to close their eyes and move side to side when they listen to me. I like them to come in and leave with a whole different feeling. You know, not that they just saw somebody sing, but they felt somebody sing.
Yeah.
And they took that home. That's what I got a lot of soul.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You put some weight on it, girlfriend.
So that's the thing. I just want to share my soul with that, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I understand you clearly, and thank you for that. Would you like to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you in your journey and on these three new singles? Miss Connie?
Oh, I would. I hope that they're listening because, you know, we had a different time schedule, but it's so many, you know. Of course, LJ Echols and then Frank McKinney in Atlanta, Itzel Robinson, Dwight Smith, Glenn Trevelyan, Cassandra Payne, my road dog, Miss Sharon over in Shreveport, Mr. James for actually introducing me to this music over in Josh Lounge, Blues Doctor in Atlanta, the infamous Blues Doctor, Mr. CLJ over in Atlanta, doing Antoinette Wright, we call her Miss Cookie. That's my radio DJ friend in Atlanta, giving all the love to Southern Soul artists every Sunday, and also Mitch Faulkner as well in Atlanta. It's so many today. R.L. Griffin here in Dallas, Texas, for opening up his doors and showing me love right away. And Clarence Turner over at Club Odyssey here in Dallas, Texas. Mr. David in Manhattan. I mean, I could just go on and on. It's so many, you know.
Yes. Well, thank
my
you.
Mama. I got to give a shout out to my mama for holding me down on this journey, and my daughter who supports me silently, but she got my back, you know, my onlyest one. Yes, and my auntie Renee, my family who comes out to my shows and buy tickets and support me and don't ask for discounts. I love
you
for that.
Yes,
they just say how much and they just say okay and they cash it out to me and it's on the top. Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. They know the deal. Shoot.
Yes, thank y'all for supporting this independent artist, cousin, sister, friend, niece to you.
Yeah. Thank you for that information. Now, here's the last thing I'm going to ask you tonight. What are your words of wisdom? Do you have a message to deliver, an advice you want to give to those who want to step into the music industry, or do you just have a message to deliver? Yourself.
You just gotta believe in, you have to believe in yourself. And I know that sounds so, I mean, people have said that so much, but it's so true. You know, you got to believe in yourself when nobody else does, because that's what I did. I had to convince my mama to believe it. She got there, though. And when my mama stood in her kitchen one day and told me, Connie, you're a star, and she said, you're just as good as anybody else out there. You know how many years I waited for her to say that? Because she wasn't always on that side of the boat with me. She just thought, you need to get your job. You know, Dollar Tree is hiring managers. Maybe you should, you know, that kind of thing. And she didn't see my vision, but she saw it finally because I didn't give up on myself, understand? And so you got to believe in you, and you have to make other people believe in you. But if you don't believe yourself, they can't do it. You have to be.
Right.
You have to keep honing your craft, and you have to keep going. And nose just only makes you come back stronger. I remember when I couldn't get a gig from nobody in Atlanta because they were like, "Who are you? Where have you sung? Who hired you before?" But I kept going.
Yeah.
And now I call them and tell them when I want to come back and what dates I want them to give me. That's where I am this now. So the times have changed, you know, in 3 years. So the point is, you just have to start somewhere. You got to make people hear you. You got to put yourself out there. You got all this social media. Use it. Make people hear you. Make them know you. Make them get sick and tired of hearing and knowing you, so they might as well listen because you ain't going nowhere.
Yes, that's
do that. Make them just get with the program or move on along. They can either stay on your Facebook or they can go on about their business. Because they stay on there, they're going to see what you're doing and hear what you're doing because you're going to make them, like, make them pay attention. That's how I am. I know I probably get on people's nerves sometimes, but I'll be like, I don't care. You can just delete yourself. Or if you're on here, you're going to see what I'm doing because I'm going to let you know regardless. I'm coming right. Whether you're ready for me or not. I'm here. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm 53 years old. This is all I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I decided to do for the second half of my life, live my dream. I'm going to do
right.
it, period.
Right.
And you can do it on all levels, you know. So
yeah.
That's the biggest thing I can tell you. You know, if you feel like you got some, hone your craft, learn about it, pay attention to other people who are doing it, stay in it, stay at it, be on your grind. That's what you got to do.
Well, all right, everyone. You heard it from Miss Connie herself. So what you should do is, where can anyone get your music at online?
Oh, CD Baby, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, and whatever else is out there. There's so many of them. It's on all of them. All you got to do is type in Miss Connie. That's MZ, y'all. Miss Connie. And it's going
right.
to pop up for you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I so appreciate you in advance, please, and thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other information you want to give to the listeners out there before we sign out?
Well, just look me up and let me know you heard me tonight. And tell me what you think. Let me know what city you in. I love to know people are listening to me all over the country. So send me an inbox and let me know who you are and where you are. I appreciate that.
All right. Y'all heard it from Miss Connie herself. And I want to thank you for your patience tonight. Sorry about the technical difficulties I had earlier. You know how it is. Anything man-made does not last or nothing is perfect. But we stayed in there. Thank you for your patience and all everyone else that's listening. I'm glad you all tuned in at the right time. And I was kind of rickety and nervous, but I got it in there. And if anybody missed the show, give them this new link and they'll be able to listen to what they have missed out on. Hey, Miss Connie.
Oh, great.
Like
I
want to
hear it myself.
Would you like to sing us a note, something small for us?
Absolutely. Let me see. What I want to sing to y'all?
Anything. You can.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? I love this song by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
He's the kind of guy that will say, hey, babe, let's get away. Let's go somewhere far where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that will give you everything, trust all your heart, share all of your love, till death do you part. I want to be what he wants, when he wants and whenever he needs it. When he's lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed him. I'm loving him a little bit more each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say, hey. Love that song. This daydream about Aretha Franklin.
All right. Wow. You're a fireball, Miss Tiny. You got, where you getting all that energy at? I want to know what you have.
You know what? I have to. I got to just stay up. I have to. You have to do that. I just get it from I do it for myself. I just have to. I just get it. The God with my Lord and my struggle that he sees, he gives me what I need every day to keep going. That's it. That's all.
Well, all right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Miss Connie, everybody. And thank you all for your patience and tuning in. This is Lady Diva signing out. You have a blessed evening, Miss Connie. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Miss Connie, anytime. Here
bring
is
me
the
back
next
again anytime. Yes.
Right, I will.
All right, good night.
Good night.
you're coming home with me. You see, I'm a neck bone lady. I got the cornbread and the hot sauce.
Cornbread with a little hot sauce and sweet tea. I'm gonna make sure you got some cream.